Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. Got a lot of entertainment for you today, folks. We're going to start out with an old friend who hasn't been here in a little while, but he has a great show going tonight you won't want to miss. He is playing at the Palace Saloon. It is a special tribute to the great Eric Clapton. It is, of course, Sky Daddy. So we'll hear a couple of songs and some great chat with Sky Daddy right after the first break here. And then at the bottom of the hour, after our local and regional news and weather break, we will hear from our another friend, Marilyn Huffman, with updates from the Yavapai Better Business Bureau. Want to remind you, the Tuesday Night Classic tomorrow night at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona is Fight Club with Brad Pitt and Edward Norton. Sky, did you ever see Fight Club? First rule of Fight Club, you never talk about Fight Club, so I won't. good movie, actually. Yeah, Fight Club tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Diamondbacks are off today as they return home to host Colorado, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, each for three at Chase Field starting tomorrow. So stay tuned. We're going to go to Sky Daddy in just a moment and hear some Eric Clapton music coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM. FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
At Lamb Nissan, we have a lot of confidence in the quality and durability of every Nissan we sell, and that includes our certified pre-owned Nissans. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. Take the fear out of buying a used vehicle with a Nissan certified pre-owned vehicle, featuring a warranty that offers a 7-year, 100,000 miles of protection. It also includes a free trial of Sirius XM radio, 24 hours roadside assistance, and more. And every certified pre-owned Nissan must pass a comprehensive 167-point inspection. Right now, we've got a 2017 Titan XD with only 5,300 miles, priced at only $22,774. A 2018 Rogue Sport with less than 8,100 miles for only $17,988. We even have a low-mileage 2019 Pathfinder for only $25,951. Each is thoroughly inspected, factory-backed, and easily financed. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
Number HN558968, number JW159555, number KC582308, plus tax, title, and license. For complete coverage information, see dealer for details.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Men Love Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Boy, this has been a good time of year to interview guitarists. Just last week, I had Drew Holland here. I see Nick Canuel every day. 2 weeks ago, I interviewed Kenny Wayne Shepherd. And today we have Sky Daddy. Welcome back, Sky. Long time no see.
Well, thank you. Thank you, DJ. It's good to be here.
You've got a big tribute show coming tonight at the Palace Saloon. Tell us about the rock and roll icon we're going to hear about.
Well, it's Eric Clapton. I've been a fan of his for a really long time. The show tonight is acoustic. It's kind of a tribute, just acoustic guitars. It's really intimate. It starts at, well, the dinner reservations start at 5:30. There's still room, so if you call the Palace today, they'll still fit you in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the dinner reservations start at 5:30. They want you to make your last reservation at 6:30 because they won't take any reservations after that because they want you to be done with your food.
Sure.
So at about 7:30, they turn the lights down. They put a nice big spotlight up on the stage, and for the next hour and a half, you'll hear nothing but really nice Eric Clapton music.
Very nice. You know, speaking of the being done with your food before the show starts, I saw an interview Sunday with Tim Allen, you know, the legendary
Tool
comedian.
Time.
Yeah, yeah, Tool Time, Home Improvement. And, you know, he used to do this famous routine called Men Are Pigs, you know, during his stand-up. And they asked him, where'd you get that from? He said, because when I started out doing stand-up comedy, it was at a lot of dinner clubs, and people would be eating while I was doing my stand-up. And I hear these old men at the table going, rawr, 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 eating their food and everything. So I started employing that. Men are pigs.
Men are pigs.
So you want to be done with your dinner before the show starts.
It would be nice. It's courteous.
It would be. You don't want to hear the clinking of silverware and plates and glasses while you're singing, too.
It makes
you're
for
also
a better
gonna
show.
Be, you're going to have an accompaniment, too, aren't you?
Yes, for half the songs. My friend Chuck Hall, he's an Arizona Blues Hall of Fame guitar player.
Nice.
I've been a fan of his since I was in high school. No kidding. And I just love this guy. I'm just I just love everything he does. He's as a personality, he's as nice as his playing is.
Yeah, cool. And before you play your first song, I have to have you describe your guitar.
Oh, I just bought this Thursday.
I see the tag on it.
The tag's still on it, yeah.
You're sure you paid for it, right? Because I see the tag. Okay. No, describe it
Oh,
for
no,
us.
It's on radio. Everybody, yeah. No,
it just fell off the back of the truck.
I paid for it. It's a Sunlight. It's a nylon string guitar. It's very similar to the last one I had. The last I played at the Folk Festival last Sunday, a week ago, and my nylon string guitar was broken.
Oh,
and
no.
So I had to replace it. So it's very familiar, though. It's exactly like my last guitar.
Yeah. So when you buy a new guitar, how do you know that's the right one to buy?
I won't ever buy guitars on internet. I have to play them first.
Yeah.
My fingers have to feel it. And I have to play it for a good 10 minutes. I learned the hard way. If I play it for just a couple seconds and think I like it, then I have that buyer's remorse thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to play it for a little while, make sure it's the right one for me, test it out.
It has to feel right in both hands, right?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Describe the song you're going to play for us first.
Well, this is a song that Clapton did after his little boy died, called Tears in Heaven.
Very good. The stage is yours. Sky Daddy.
Would you know my name?
'cause I know I just can't stay here in heaven. Time can bring you down, time can burn. I'm sure, and I'm tears in heaven.
Sky Daddy. That's such a personal song for Eric Clapton, Sky, because his baby fell out of a high-rise window,
right,
if I remember correctly. Oh, my gosh.
3 years old he was.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't really dawn on me until I came back from my first radio job, and both the job and my love relationship had completely crashed and burned. Mm-hmm. And I got back to my hometown, and that was when the Dan Fogelberg, The Innocent Age album came out.
Okay.
And it was for the first time in my life I realized that a lot of these great songs came from the songwriter's own experience.
Right.
And what you're hearing is them sharing their pain with you, and you can relate to that, can't you?
Of course. I'm not kidding when I say that music is therapy. I don't think I would even be alive today if I didn't have music.
Isn't it something
that I can throw into my songs, yeah.
Yeah, it really is great. We're going to hear another song from you in just a couple of minutes in advance of your Eric Clapton tribute performance tonight at the Palace Saloon. It is a dinner show. Please call the Palace Saloon. Make those dinner reservations. Still room for a few more people, right?
There are, yes. And if they call and tell you there's it's sold out, still show up, because inevitably there's some tables that don't show.
Some people don't show. Okay, then we can squeeze them in that way.
Right.
More coming up with Sky Daddy in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
No, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, heating, cooling, and plumbing.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
The Republican Women of Prescott are honored to host Governor Mike Huckabee on August 3rd at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Events start at 7 p.m. Please come join us for an informative and fun-filled evening. The governor has promised reasonable opinions and a no-nonsense analysis of the challenges facing our great country today. Tickets start at $32 and are available at the box office or online at ycpac.com. Proceeds benefit RWAP's scholarship fund. Hope to see you there.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperort, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperort of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 218 with Sky Daddy, who is doing his tribute show for Eric Clapton at the Palace Saloon this evening. That is a dinner show. Make sure you call the Palace Saloon. Get your reservations in. Have a great dinner and enjoy Sky Daddy's tribute to Eric Clapton with Chuck Hall. Right, Sky?
That's right. Chuck will be on about half the tunes.
Very good. Now, you know, Eric Clapton, of course, has made his mark in so many genres of rock, especially in the blues. Mm-hmm. And here, my hometown team won the Stanley Cup last week, so I'm feeling blues power myself, if you'll forgive that. But just give us a hint of some of the songs they may expect to hear tonight at the Palace Saloon.
Just a hint. I don't want to give
just
too much
hint,
away.
Right.
But all the hits are there. Wonderful Tonight, Layla, I Shot the Sheriff.
And this is an acoustic performance, right?
All acoustic.
Very good.
Completely acoustic, intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Every seat is close to the stage.
Yeah, very good. You know, I used to ask a lot of musicians this story because it happened to me when I was at the, I can't remember what it was called, the Emmanuel Cafe. They used to have open mic night.
Yeah.
And they had a guy there, a really good folk singer, and he was talking about when he was doing an open mic in Colorado Springs one night. He did the old Dave Loggins song, Please Come to Boston.
That's a good tune.
And when he finished, and he noticed in the first row there was somebody who was nodding his head and tapping his foot and really enjoying it. And that guy got up and talked to this singer on open mic night and said, I want you to know, that's the best rendition I ever heard of my song.
It was Dave. Story. I love that story.
It was Dave Loggins.
It was him. He was there in the show.
How would you feel if you were doing a tribute one night and didn't know that the guy you were doing the tribute to was in town and at your show?
I may mess up some of my chords.
Mm-hmm.
And some of my
yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. I could only imagine what that must
people
be.
Ask me sometimes, DJ, they ask me if I still get nervous. There's only two times I get nervous. If I'm unprepared, I'm nervous.
Uh-huh.
Or if there's somebody I really admire. Even if it doesn't matter how prepared I am, I've done the show billions of times. If Eric Clapton was in the audience, I guarantee I would make too many mistakes.
Absolutely. Well, describe the song you're going to do for us now.
Well, this is a song he did with a group called Blind Faith with Steve Winwood.
That was the old Ginger Baker band, too, wasn't it? Wasn't he on drums?
He was, indeed.
How about that? Wow, going way back.
All right. Can't Find My Way Home.
The stage is yours.
Come down off your throne. Leave your body at home. Somebody must change. You are the reason I've been waiting all these years. Somebody holds the key. I'm near the end, I just ain't got the time. I'm weary and I can't find my way home. No, I can't find my way. Come down off your throne. Leave your body at home. Somebody holds the key. You are. I've been waiting so long. Somebody must change. I'm near the end. I'm wasted and I can't find my way home. And I can't find my way home. I can't find my way home. Can't find my way home. I can't find my way home.
That's a great classic old song.
You anybody got me thinking about Eric Clapton in the audience? I made a mistake there in the first verse, just thinking he might be there.
Yeah, see, I got you all upset there. Got you all verklempt. That's going to be at the Palace Saloon tonight. That is a dinner show. Call the Palace Saloon to get your reservations. Have a great dinner and enjoy Sky Daddy's tribute to Eric Clapton. So when you got your very first guitar, Sky,
yes, sir.
Was that the first instrument you started playing?
Yes. I think I was in third grade.
Okay.
My parents bought a guitar at the garage sale, and they saw that I would always, any free time I got, I was just always there messing around with it.
And what kind of music, and I always ask musicians this question, what kind of music did you hear in your parents' home growing up?
Just country. And gospel. Country and gospel music
country
is all
gospel.
I heard.
Okay.
My mom was into Eric Clapton, and I'm sorry. I've got the Eric Clapton on my brain. No, she was into Elvis Presley and all that stuff. So I discovered her record collection. But in the home, I discovered her record collection when I was in about seventh or eighth grade. Mm-hmm. But in the home, we always had music playing, the country music playing,
yeah,
country channels.
Nice. Yeah. Now, once you learn how to play the guitar, who did you want to be?
Eric Clapton. Not that time I meant to say Eric Clapton. Yeah.
Yeah. This time
I heard him play, he seems to always play the exact note at the right time. He's got the right tone. Everything just seems so perfect.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, of course. But when I hear him play, all I hear is perfection.
it really is amazing the kind of career he has had and how long, he's been so great at it. Because a lot of us expected, once some of these rockers started hitting a certain age, they lose it. And maybe their vocals are a little weaker than they used to be. But I'll tell you what, the instrumentalists, they can still do it, can't they?
That's true. And Clapton still sings as powerful as ever, too.
Wasn't it true that his voice got better after he cleaned up his act a little bit?
Because
I remember in the late 70s, he sounded real, real husky and throaty. And I've read in somewhere that he stopped smoking, stopped doing drugs, stuff like this. And man, did he come back strong.
Yeah, he's been sober for a couple decades.
That's
now,
what I thought.
Decades.
Yeah.
He's got the Crossroads charity that he puts on concerts, benefits the Crossroads, which he kind of made himself.
Yeah.
He kind of started this whole recovery thing. And so God bless him. Yeah, yeah, I definitely think he plays better. He sounds better.
Yeah.
In his sober years, yes.
Yeah, he really is a legend. And we look forward to hearing your version of Clapton's tunes tonight with Chuck Hall at the Palace Saloon. Again, that is a dinner show. Make sure you make your reservations before they all sell out. Even though if they do sell out, they may find room for you.
They always do. Yep.
They always do. They're good about that. Sky Daddy, always great to hear from you. Where are you playing next sometime next few weeks?
Oh, you caught me off guard here. I don't have my schedule in front of me. Tomorrow I'm playing at Jersey Lily's from 7 to 10.
Very nice.
Wednesday I'll be at Buffalo Wild Wing in Prescott Valley from 7 to 9.
Very good. That is Sky Daddy Conwell. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned because we're going to take a look at local and state news and weather, and then we'll chat about consumer affairs and what kinds of frauds you need to be looking out for with our friend Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at KQ&A.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallaca Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallaca Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallaca Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Will your family survive a wildfire? This is Yavapai County Supervisor Craig Brown. Every year, fire season brings danger to Yavapai County. The Board of Supervisors encourages everyone to visit yavapai.us and click on the fire safety button for more information on defensible space and emergency evacuation plans. Find out how to contact your local fire department and receive a free property FireWise evaluation. Be prepared. Be ready.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, The Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach and Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Barrett Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. Diamondbacks host the Colorado Rockies Tuesday at 6, Monday at 11:30, and 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Hi, this is Sandy with Yavapai County Contractors Association. Are you looking for summer work and over 18 years of age? Then YCCA might be able to help. Local tradesmen are hiring for the summer or even longer. Turn a summer job into a career. You can springboard your summer job into a lifetime of success. Call me, Sandy, at 778-0040 or email ycca@cable1.net.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 17th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk.
Goodyear police arrest a mother after leaving her five-month-old baby locked in a hot car Sunday. Police spokesperson Lisa Berry identifies the suspect as 37-year-old Stacy Holly. According to police, the mother was distracted as she went into a Target store with her sister and spent 50 minutes inside before returning to the car and realizing she forgot about the baby.
It is the mother's responsibility to care for that child, and so in this case, even though this was not intentional, it is considered neglect. The child was in the hot car for approximately 50 minutes. That's a long time, and it was very hot yesterday, so I think that the child was very lucky that the outcome was not a lot worse.
The infant girl is hospitalized in stable condition. Holly faces charges of reckless child abuse and endangerment. Leave reminders that your child is in the back seat by placing their toys on the front seat or your purse or cell phone in the back. Sunny and dry days, clear mild overnights this week with highs today through Thursday in the breezy mid-80s. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to near 55. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to the sunny mid to upper 90s today through your work week. Clear overnight skies and a low tonight near 59. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment. Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
This is Councilman Steve Sishka. The city of Prescott is a water-smart community, and outdoor watering habits make a big difference. Please remember that time-of-day watering restrictions are in effect from April 15th through November 1st, so don't forget to water your yard between 8 at night and 8 in the morning. This saves water for Prescott and is the most efficient time to water your landscaping. Thank you for doing your part to live water-smart. For more information on water conservation, please visit www.prescottwater.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Always great to have a friend in the studio, even if she's bringing news that you need to be aware of to protect your hard-earned money. It's, of course, Marilyn Huffman from the Yavapai BBB. Marilyn, what kinds of calls and letters and emails is the BBB getting these days?
Well, these days, let's see. There's reports on moving because it's definitely moving season.
Sure.
We've had a lot of reports on HVAC, air conditioning, that type of stuff that's going on, which is typical for this time of year. We do tend to see an uptick in pest control calls just because it's summertime and the heat tends to bring out more bugs.
Sure.
Then the cold, they're hibernating like we are. And then when it gets nice out, they come out.
Of course.
Which not everyone appreciates, of course. And then we've had reports come in from the AG's office and the FTC regarding an uptick in Social Security scams. And, of course, once again, online purchasing, just mm-hmm. because it's such a big deal.
Online purchasing, the red lights go off in a lot of directions. When I even think about that, I understand that people are buying cars online and getting burned. Is that true?
That is correct. Basically, you can buy anything online nowadays, or it seems as if you can.
Sure.
And there's access to that. The scam for this is criminals or scammers will post an ad online, and they'll claim to be from eBay Motors, a company like that that is reputable. You hear eBay and you think, oh, they check their guys out.
Mm-hmm.
And they do, obviously, for the most part, but they're not going to be able to catch everyone all the time. So you really, really want to be careful with that. And they're usually looking for inexpensive used cars when they're going on to purchase them. So the scammers know this and will play into that. They'll offer to chat online. They'll share photos with you. They'll answer any questions. So basically they're going to help you to gain trust in them
mm-hmm.
as a buyer. And that is very scary. Recently, sellers have been sending fake invoices that appear to also be from eBay Motors. So that has been reported to the FTC, to us, and to the various local and law enforcement agencies that are out there trying to protect us. Basically, they demand payment with gift cards, eBay gift
Again,
cards.
Again, the big gift card scam. If anybody asks for payment in gift cards, you might want to ask, why are you requesting gift cards? Well, first of all, if they request a credit card, that can be canceled, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Exactly. You have recourse.
What do people get out of piling up gift cards? I've never understood that. Of all the ways to accept payment for something, my grandmother used to say that she would pay for things with postage stamps.
Mm.
But at least they have some value. Gift cards from iTunes and stuff? I don't get it.
I know. That's definitely one of the warnings that the FTC, that Better Business Bureau, Attorney General's Office, we always try to put out there. If they ask you to pay with a gift card or wire transfer.
Oh, yes. That's a dandy.
If anyone tells you to pay that way, and it's a scam every time.
Because of the wire transfer, that money is gone, isn't it?
Correct.
And you ain't getting it back.
If you don't know who you're wiring money to, you should not be sending it to them. Absolutely not.
Now, do the people who sell gift cards or stores being reminded to train their employees to ask customers? If you've got an 80-year-old person coming in buying up $1,000 worth of gift cards,
mm-hmm.
especially iTunes cards, that should be a reminder that maybe this isn't clear, right?
Correct. And I think the reason why it seems reasonable is because it's eBay. So it's a reputable name to
sure.
a lot of people. And then you get an invoice that looks legitimate from them. And then they're asking you to pay them with their own gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the store, buy an eBay gift card, and pay us with that. So it doesn't feel like it falls too out of line.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it could be real. And a lot of people who are making these purchases, they're looking for a good deal.
Yeah.
And they've seen pictures, and they have...
And they want to believe it's a great deal.
Absolutely. We always want to believe
sure.
in that. So I can see how people could fall for it, but just really do your research. You know, say no. Understand when it's online that you are kind of at risk for something like that. And when you're making a major purchase, once again, BBB would like to suggest when you're making a major purchase, please pay in a way that you have some type of recourse,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be with credit card or like most people would purchase a vehicle. If they are not going to pay for it outright, then they are going to finance it. And they're
mm-hmm.
going to do that through a reputable company, their
sure.
own bank or a financing company.
And on these online used car sales scams, I wonder how many of these cars, when there is actually a used car to be sold, I wonder how many of them somehow were salvaged from all the floods we've had and hurricanes we've had
mm-hmm.
the last couple of years, where you're not there to drive the car. You're not there to lift the carpet and see all the rust underneath it. You're not there to smell the mold.
Yep.
And once your mechanic takes a look at it, he'll say, don't buy this car. By then it might be too late. But I wonder how many of those cars that are being pushed online were salvaged. They were essentially destroyed by the flood. So the insurance companies and the owners write them off, and now the scammers pick them up for pennies on the dollar.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. And that is definitely the way that this market can work. I'm not saying that all of the ones that are for sale are from that type of an accident or a natural disaster, but absolutely, the chances of that being the case are much greater.
Sure. You've got to just be wary and don't be afraid to ask questions, right?
Absolutely not. And to be completely honest, it's kind of like the online puppy scams. Why would you buy a dog from another state and have it shipped? I would not recommend that you do. I understand why certain people do that with vehicles, especially if they're in that industry. They're a collector of sorts. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's a classic car and they're paying to have it shipped from another state. But majority of those purchases are with someone that they know. It's a reputable person who's in the industry that they're in, and they kind of know what they're getting into. Mm-hmm. But when you're just looking for a good deal on a used car because maybe you can't afford a brand new one, maybe you're buying for your teenager at home and you want to, you know, get a good deal but also have it be not a brand new car because you're getting ready to hand this to a teenager, so you're not sure how long it's going to last.
That's true.
You know, I mean, these are the kind of things that I think weigh into these decisions and why people go online and search. Also, you can go online and just type in used car, good deal, or good deal used car, whatever it is, however you search, and all of a sudden you're going to be hit with all of these different searches that pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And I guarantee you that a lot of them are going to lead you to what looks like eBay Motors, but maybe is not. It may not be the legitimate. So once again, check out that URL to make sure that it really is legitimate.
And you've also, now when you were here last month, we just got a chance to just touch the tip of the iceberg about National Moving Month. But there are a lot of people who are getting burned by moving companies, aren't there?
That is true. I don't know why people choose to move in the summertime. It's very warm. But I also understand a lot of places don't have year-round school, so it's easier to make the move. It just seems to work out that way. So when you are hiring a moving company, obviously it is best for you to go to places like the Better Business Bureau, go to your local chamber, find out if you have moving companies in your area that can physically come to your house. Ask if it's a binding estimate. That's a big deal. If it's a binding estimate, then they have to stick by what they say they are going to charge you. If it's just an estimate, please remember what that word means.
Yeah.
It may change. And for legitimate reasons, let's be honest here. I've had people call in upset because they got an estimate for a 3-bedroom house that was, you know, let's say 1,600 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
The moving company asked them, do you want us to pack you? No. Which, you know, there's pros and cons to that, because if they pack you, then they are liable for those items. The moving company did offer insurance and the person turned it down, which you should know in the state of Arizona, for example, it's 60 cents to the pound. So if they break a big screen TV on accident, because accidents happen, you're getting 60 cents to the pound. You're not going to be able to replace that TV. Invest in the extra insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And then be honest. If you are telling them there's no steps in your house, are you considering the 4 steps up to your front porch? Are you considering that you might live on a hill? I mean, there are things that you have to take into consideration. It's, you know, we go to our doctor. We don't always want to tell the truth.
Sure.
So a lot of these moving companies on the other side, the flip side of that, these businesses are not being told the truth, and then they're getting consumers that are angry at them because they have to up their estimate.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to think about what goes into this.
See, my doctor doesn't tell me the truth either. He doesn't say he says I'm on overweight. I'm just a foot too short.
So, oh.
It comes out being the same thing. And you know, when it comes to moving companies, they have all of your household goods.
Yes.
And, you know, when they arrive at the destination and they don't open that back door until you pay more, people have been burned with that, haven't they?
Absolutely. That's what I mean. It goes both ways. Mm-hmm. So you have moving companies that are, you know, it's not full disclosure from the consumer. So they show up and they've got 3 guys when really they probably need 5.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. And then you have it flip-flopped where it is absolutely the consumer who is being taken advantage of. Make sure that you take your own personal valuables.
Mm-hmm.
Don't pack jewelry. Don't pack your laptop or your computer or even your TV. If your TV can fit in your trunk or your back seat, you know, I mean, those types of things that maybe mean a lot to you.
Sure.
If you have very valuable furniture, you definitely should be asking them what it costs for extra padding, extra packing. And they are the professionals. Once again, if you check out a company before you hire them, if they come highly recommended from someone else, still, check it out. Do your due diligence so that you do not get burned.
And there was also a lead story in the Arizona Republic just a week or two ago about a company in the Phoenix area that not only promised to repair a man's garage door, but I believe he was, how old was he, over 100 years old? I think he was over 100 years old, and they sold him a, let's see, like a, was it a 20-year payment plan or something like this?
Yes.
Or a 20-year warranty? I'm going like, wait a minute, what is wrong with this? Mm-hmm. And it cost him something like, I think, $24,000. And it, you know, the father called his son and said, you know, I just bought a new garage door. When, you know, dad and the son talk about it, you paid how much and got what? Then the son got involved. And then the newspaper got involved. And, you know, it's a shame that sometimes unethical retailers and business people, they won't do anything until they get threatened with being outed by a media outlet, because it's going to mean a lot of bad publicity. And that's what happened here. But they still haven't refunded the man his money.
You know, I think that's something that we all grow up. But eventually the key words are grow up. Because when I was little, I didn't want to admit that my hand was in that cookie jar unless I absolutely had to.
You're the one!
Unless I was being outed. However, yes, these businesses could definitely take a lesson from ethics and having some business morals. They could look at the good businesses in their community and understand that they're not going to be around very long if they continue to do this. And that's because we're going to shine the light on them so that the good businesses are the ones that are earning that money and getting those customers and retaining those customers. When you are getting ready to buy a warranty on anything or an extended care plan, just be extra cautious about that. We've had reports for stuff like what you just mentioned with the garage door and service repair, plumbing, HVAC, cooling and heating for people. Sorry, HVAC, I should
Same
say.
Thing.
Heating
yeah.
and cooling. You know, it's a great idea to have a service plan, but what happens if that company goes out of business? And you've made, I mean, may not seem like a lot, but we've had reports with a $1,000 service plan and now they're out because that company's not answering their phone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They've closed their doors. They filed bankruptcy. They're not responding. The chances of you getting that money back through the bankruptcy courts, slim to none. It could happen, absolutely. But at the same time, these are the kind of things, extended car warranties, home warranties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just there's so much out there. So it really is beneficial to you to ask questions. Like you said, don't feel stupid. Give us a call if you need help trying to interpret something. And then you have your local chambers, even your city, you know, will be willing to, I mean, they're busy, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
The city, the county, all of that, but they're there to help too.
I learned when I worked in the cemetery funeral industry before coming to Arizona, it pays to keep your receipts. Mm. And if you're one of those people who puts everything online, you know, all of your documents online, there's nothing wrong with that. Just make sure that a very, very trusted loved one knows how to access that.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for one funeral home that had a practice going where if someone came in and it was obvious they were elderly and they claimed they had purchased a pre-need burial package many, many years ago, but didn't remember much about it and didn't have the forms, guess what? The sales rep would tell them, well, I'm sorry, we have no record of that. Are you sure you came here? And sure enough, they're buying another burial when they had already paid for the pre-need package. And the sales rep was under pressure from his sales manager to sell regardless of anything. And if they didn't bring the receipt, chances are they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens.
That's
You've
right.
got to protect yourself.
You do. And you know what? Utilize reputable companies. Mm-hmm. I know that I've met through your radio show, Heritage Mortuary.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
One time, and they specifically provide plans like that where they protect people.
Sure.
And
yeah.
they help them in advance. But that's a legitimate company that's out there being honest with people and telling them, you know, how to protect themselves and how to go about planning for something like that.
Hi, Clint. Yeah.
So we don't end up in that. I don't want to end up in that seat either.
Yeah.
And that is... There is a special place for people like that will take advantage
is.
Of
yeah. And you know, on that part too, I used to talk to people here on the air about veterans who believe that the VA will take care of everything. Oh boy, are they in for a surprise. And that's again why it's so important to do your homework before you make that call. Like with the VA. There's a tremendous website for the VA. answers all the questions you'll ever need. And like when it comes to, like I mentioned, funeral and cemetery, an awful lot of people, if they, you know, they put their stuff online, they don't put it on a flash drive, they don't put it, you know, on an SD card or something, mm-hmm. and then they die and their own spouse can't get into it to see the records. You know, we used to put this stuff, you know, in a white cardboard box with a lid, and we'd mark it. Well, that cardboard box now is on a flash drive or it's on a computer file, and if you don't have the password or can't get in there, you don't have the records.
Yep, the USB is the new banker's box.
That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have to you have to share this information. When you talk money with your spouse, mm-hmm. that's part of the conversation. They should know each other's passwords, where these things are stored, how to access them, because you never know when you'll need them. And if something happens, you're going to be in a frame of mind so rattled with so many things to do, you're not going to be thinking clearly anyway.
And you can easily be taken advantage of by those.
Oh, can you ever?
Scum of the earth there.
You know what? Even some of the great things that happen in people's lives, there are scammers waiting for you. I've mentioned on the air a couple times in the last week, my hometown team finally won Hockey Stanley Cup. Finally. Mm-hmm. Finally. Guess what? I go online to a couple of my hometown company's websites, and there's a blizzard of ads for, you know, hockey merchandise, you know, Blues, championship caps, shirts, things like this. And I've already been warned a couple of times by people back in the old homestead, don't do business with those people. What they're doing, they're striking when the iron is hot. They know they're going to be people who are not going to worry about price comparisons. They're going to see it. They're going to click on it and try and buy. And guess what? Now they have your credit card number and nothing's going to be shipped to you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when these things happen, like when we see, and you've mentioned before in previous visits, there's a natural disaster somewhere in the world.
Yes.
You want to donate, you want to help out, but you get calls from people who aren't on the up and up. And it's real easy to fall for that.
It is what I call, and what the BBB would call, emotional buying.
There you are.
So it's emotional giving when it's a charity, when something near and dear happens and you are upset about Notre Dame catching fire.
Yeah.
And that's just heartbreaking for a lot of people. And so you know that millions of dollars were lost to fake charities.
Sure.
Same way with a sports team. That's a different kind of emotional buying.
But it is emotional.
It is emotional.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely something where I would strongly suggest that you just take a step back before you make that purchase, before you do anything with your private mm-hmm. information online. Are you really researching? I always research those companies.
Yeah.
It's not to say every ad that comes up on Facebook is bad.
No.
There may be some legitimate companies that are paying for advertisement on mm-hmm. Facebook. That's how they get some of their money. You know, that's what we do, advertisements.
Yeah.
You know, it's how the business community works.
See, I'm really wary of Craigslist mm-hmm. because Craigslist ads are free. This means they can't afford to advertise. To me, a Craigslist ad, I don't mean to bash all Craigslist ads, obviously, but to me, a Craigslist ad is kind of like seeing the hand-drawn cardboard sign taped to a stop sign. You know, finance your home with us on a cardboard stop sign. That's how you're advertising it? I don't think so.
Earn $3,000 a month by calling this number.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, we're glad you're here, Marilyn, because you keep protecting our hard-earned money. How can people contact you at the BBB?
Sure. They can get in touch with us through our website, bbb.org, or they can call us directly, 928-772-3410.
And that is the Yavapai BBB. Marilyn Huffman, thanks again for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. I got tomorrow's guests and some final thoughts coming up on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
If you've been a victim of consumer fraud, you're not alone. I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, and I'm here to fight for you. Since 2015, my office has helped secure more than $80 million in consumer restitution and recoveries for all kinds of fraud. Sales fraud, repair fraud, phone fraud, and more. But we can only help if you report them. If you've encountered fraud, please file a complaint with my office today at azag.gov. That's azag.gov.
Ready to recycle Northern Arizona? Recycle with Patriot Disposal's Smart Stream Recycle Technology. How does it work? Just put everything in one bin. It's that easy. Patriot Disposal drives one truck down your street for a smaller carbon footprint. Patriot Disposal's material recovery facility separates the recyclables from the waste stream, reducing the amount of trash going into the landfill. Smart Stream Recycle Technology. Call Patriot Disposal at 775-9000 or 203-9995.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
I want to remind you there's no Diamondbacks baseball today because they are taking a well-earned day off. They will start a nine-game homestand tomorrow with the Colorado Rockies, and that plays into Q&A also because the Thursday game this week will be a 12:40 first pitch, 12 o'clock pregame, so no Q&A show this Thursday. Instead, tune in for the Diamondbacks and Rockies. And in the meantime, we want to stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro. He comes your way at 3 o'clock. Of course, Talk of a Town is back. Chino Valley's Talk of a Town at 4. Then join me back here tomorrow with my guest Scott Teal from RED Plumbing for Habitat for Humanity. And Scott Curry from the Prescott Chamber will be talking about this weekend's fabulous Prescott Blues Festival, which I will be emceeing. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2 when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.